Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Seth Joyner, man, it's funny. Seth was texting me during the Phil's playoffs this year, all cap text. He was all ticked off and covering it all with us this morning. Seth, good morning, pal.
I don't know how good it is this morning.
Dude, this one sits really heavy, Seth. We'll get to the Eagles a little bit, but what is your Phillies reaction to what occurred?
You know, I've been watching the Phil's play all season, and you know, we all love this team. I was walking around town yesterday with my Phillies hat on. Really felt good about yesterday's game. And I really felt good about their chances of winning until I saw Orion Kerkering warming up in a high-leverage situation. Like, as a manager, like, you know your players. As a head coach, you know your players. And he has not been productive in high leverage situations all season long. So when I saw him warming up, we were actually watching the game and watching the baseball at the same time.
Yeah, of course.
And I looked over at Mark Farzetta. I said, "Farzy, look who's warming up." I'm like, "You got to be kidding me!" And I get it. There was no other choice. But not in a high-leverage situation with runners on the corners. That's just, you know, it just... And then when I saw the play, I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
He totally panicked. Yeah. Like, you spend the entire, you know, training camp, if you will, baseball training camp, and you go over those types of situations over and over and over and over again so that they become second nature. And he threw the ball wide right to home plate when you had to play at first base, and that's what you practice? Oh, my gosh, man.
Seth, he lost his brain. So with one out, you'd have to come home because, you know, you're not getting a double play otherwise. So with one out, you have to come home. But with two outs, you get the easiest out, which in this case clearly would be first base. It's the only spot where a guy actually has to run 90 feet. You know, the guy coming from third already has about a 15-foot advantage, maybe 20, based on how he's moving down the line. So that guy doesn't even have to go 90 feet. The guy from home plate has to get out of the hit sequence to even begin running, has to go, you know, even more than 90 feet to cross home plate and get all the way down there. And he completely lost his brain. But I'll tell you, Seth, we can talk about that, and we will forever. We will. But the guys at the top of the lineup for me is so much more – in my mind, I mean, the reality is in three of the four games, Trey, Schwarber, and Bryce didn't hit. And you know, as someone that played at an exceptionally high level, if your main guys don't do their job, like your quarterback doesn't do his job or the star whatever doesn't do his job, if three or four or five of those guys don't do the job, it's very, very, very difficult to win.
No, listen, you're 100% right. You know, I think part of the problem is I just feel like this baseball team is so – and this is kind of the new Major League Baseball theme. You know, they talk about launch angles and all that nonsense, exit velocity, and all – you know, how about when you got runners in scoring position, you choke up and put the ball in play? Like, every other team does that. But the Phillies will get up, two guys on the bags, one out, and everybody's swinging for the damn fences. Pop flies, foul balls. They speed them up, speed them up, speed them up, and then slow them down. And they're trying to, you know, they're hunting the fastball, and they take a big hack at it and strike out. You know, I'd be curious, and I know the stat is out there somewhere in this data analytics driven world, I should say. I wonder how many times the Phillies strike out with runners in scoring position. You know, and how many times they stand there and watch the best pitch that they're going to get in the first two pitches. Mm-hmm. They don't swing at them, and then they breaking ball, curve ball, sinker. You get all of these balls that are off speed or breaking, and those are the ones that they swing like hell at. But the first two pitches they get, because pitchers don't like to get behind in the count,
yeah.
Fastball. Like, if you're hunting fastball, get up there and be ready to hit the fastball, you know, the first
for
two
sure.
pitches. It just, like, blows my mind. I'm, like, standing there. I'm like, dude, he threw it right down the middle. 95 down the middle. Right where, right in your breadbasket. And you stood there.
Well, you know, yeah, Seth, I heard Ruben say something postgame on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
TV that I will admit I didn't necessarily notice, but he indicated he thought the Phillies missed a lot of opportunities where the Dodgers pitchers missed their spot and there were hitterable balls and the guys didn't get them. So, you know, it's
Chase. I agree with all of that, but they chase a lot of balls out of the zone.
Sure.
And they don't chase them to, like, you know, choke down, half swing, quarter swing, you know, trying to put the ball in play. They chase him trying to swing, trying to go for the long ball, trying to be the hero all the time, you know?
Yeah.
And they did it when they lost the World Series, the last one they were in. They did it when they did it with the Diamondbacks when they were up 2-0 and crashed. Same thing. So, I mean, how long do you continue – with this methodology about how you're going to go about playing the game and have a consistent exit from the playoffs the way that they have before you make a philosophical change about how you hit.
Well, Seth, let's get to the Eagles, and we'll keep it on the short side because we got so many callers wanting to get in here on the Phils. But let me just tee up this question to you. My main takeaway from last night is I think the Eagles might miss the playoffs. I'm not predicting that they definitively will, but it's the first time I thought they might miss it. I mean, they're not good right now, and they got major injuries that have set in. And frankly, I thought they got exceedingly lucky with winning multiple games they won. CeeDee Lamb drops, Kelsey drop, Jordan Davis blocks a kick. I mean, they could flat out be like 1-5 right now. They've been outgained in every game this year in yards, 0-6 in that regard. So I actually now think it's on the table they might miss the playoffs. Do you agree with me?
Listen, I know how hard it is to win games from week to week, so I'm not going to belittle the games that they won because they won them. No matter what the circumstances are, you know, you win how you win. It's hard to win. But they're in trouble. They're in trouble because the players see the problems that the coaches can't identify. Okay? And the players are struggling to play it to the level that they need to. The offensive and defensive lines are a shadow of what they were. The
Why?
Quarterback is I don't know whether it's injuries, you know, philosophies. Well, I don't. I think on the defensive side of the ball, we're just not as good as, you know, we think we are. On the offensive side, you can put some of it on. You put some of it on injury. But when I watch Jordan Mailata get pushed back, you know, in the backfield by a guy that he outweighs by damn near 100 pounds, when I see Cam Jurgens just get destroyed on every run play, pushed back in the backfield 3 to 4 yards, you know, when I see Tyler Steen, you know, miss blocks because his angle was bad, you know, that kind of stuff, that's on the players, you know? I mean, where's the want to? And then, you know, just and Jalen missing, you know, plays that he should make. Listen, when you hear Jalen talk about execution, when you hear when you hear Devontae Smith talk about being on the same page, and then you hear Lane Johnson of all people talk about predictability. These are things, John, that, you know, I've been talking about from game one. And Jalen talking about getting better and Nick Sirianni talking about getting better. Well, guess what? You played 6 games and you haven't gotten one iota better. The play calling hasn't gotten better. The players haven't gotten better. And everybody talk about the 2023 collapse. No. You know what this is starting to look like? This is starting to look like 2018 after Doug Peterson lost.
Wow.
Won the Super Bowl. Okay? The 2018 after Doug Peterson won the Super Bowl, and by the time you got to 2019, he was out the door and we had a whole new coach. Wow. A whole new staff, whole new quarterback. This is what that looks like if they don't get their heads out of you know what.
That's quite a comparison. Seth, we'll do a much deeper dive with you on Monday, my man. I appreciate carving out a few minutes today, and Monday we'll do the full hour in studio, man. Thanks so much, Seth.
You got it, guys.
All right, there he is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.